The peace talks are in our faces once again. They already got off to a bad start last summer when all the players sat at the State Department's kickoff dinner with the Israeli flag towering over them all. The latest hitch in the charade is Netanyahu insisting the Palestinians must recognize Israel as a Jewish state.
Well, what we need to see with the Palestinians when we make a deal is that they're resigned to the fact that they'll have to make a genuine peace with Israel. And that means finally recognizing the Jewish state.
This is poison in the pie. Now the Palestinians have to officially recognize a Jewish state and not simply the political state of Israel, as Arafat did in 1993. And Merkel and Obama tout the ruse. No other head of state has done this before.
A Jewish state that knows America will always be at their side.
And what have we here? Bibsy's a Bible preacher, a distorter of history, and a wizard of word engineering.
How do they have the temerity not to recognize the Jewish state, the nation state of the Jewish people? Do they not know that we've been here for the last 3,800 years? They don't know that this is the land of the Bible, that this is where Jewish history and Jewish identity was forged? Why don't they accept that? Why do they insist on not recognizing us? There is a reason. Because once you accept the fact that Israel is the nation state of the Jewish people, you end all claims. You end territorial claims, and you end refugee claims, you end the so-called right of return.
The Jews have a biblical claim to the land? Did God give Israel to the Jews unconditionally and forever? No. Moses states that the land of Israel belongs to God, and that Jews are leaseholders. The lease is renewable only if Jews remain faithful to God. The Jews forfeited this lease by crucifying the landlord, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, and bringing upon themselves his condemnation. Quote, "The kingdom is taken from you and given to another people." Unquote. Second, Bibsy says Jews have been in the land of Israel for 3,800 years. That's a lie. As a small remnant population under foreign rule, yes. But as a sovereign political entity, no. Jews were expelled from the land in 586 BC. Some returned later, but under foreign rule, with only a brief 100 years of independence, then expelled again in 125 AD, never to return until 2,000 years later. If Bibsy wants to compete for antiquity, Palestinians have been there a lot longer, having ancestry dating back at least to Abraham, extending throughout the Ottoman Empire until the present day. Third, Netanyahu's term, nation-state, is a trap. Palestinians would be forced into double suicide. By recognizing Israel as a Jewish state, they become undesirables and commit heresy against their religions of Islam and Christianity. Then by recognizing Israel as a Jewish nation-state, people sharing the same racial identity, they sanction the legalized theft of their properties and permit Palestinians within the 1967 borders to be stripped of their citizenship and kicked out. Do we really want a Jewish state? A Jewish nation state? It's more about racial dominance than religion. Most Jews believe in nothing. Yet you now have atheist Jews thumping the Bible with, "God gave us Israel. The Bible tells us so." But what the Bible really says is that Jews, killers of the prophets and the Messiah, have broken faith with God and carry within themselves the spirit of Antichrist. That's what a Jewish state is really all about, the Antichrist. And I would not, you should have fellowship with demons.